The next presentation is Christine Pylon. She is also from University of Arkansas. She will be talking about osmotic adjustment in commercial cotton cultivars under drought stress.
Thank you, Dr. Reddy, for the introduction. Good morning, everyone. I want to thank the opportunity to share with you some of our research findings in the past few months related to the osmotic adjustment in commercial cotton cultivars under drought stress. Here is the outline of with the information I'll cover on this presentation. I'll start with an introduction, talk a little bit about drought stress and how it affects the cotton and the osmotic adjustment in this crop. Then I'll move to the objective and materials and methods to explain the treatments, experimental design, and the measurements taken. And then I'll show the results of osmotic potential, proline content, and yield, and finish with the conclusion. It is well known that water is essential for crop growth and productivity. Cotton is a very sensitive crop to drought, and under a situation of drought stress, the plant metabolism and the yield are affected. Some plants have the ability to adjust physiologically and reduce the damage caused by the stress, but how do plants acclimate to drought? There are several mechanisms that plants use to acclimate to a short period of drought stress, and osmotic adjustment is one of the main mechanisms. Here is to illustrate three different conditions of a cell. This cell is working normally with water moving in and out of the cell as necessary. Under drought stress, the water moves out of the cell and the cell yields. However, if the plant has the ability to adjust osmotically, there is an accumulation of compatible solutes inside the cell in the cytosol, and then the water moves inside the cell, maintaining the turgidity, and the cell is physiologically active. Here are some examples of compatible solutes, such as proline, glycine, betaine, and sorbitol, but I'll focus on proline because under drought, it is one of the main compatible solutes accumulated in the cells. So in summary, under drought stress, there is the water potential and osmotic potential become more negative, and if the plant doesn't have the ability to acclimate to drought, there is no accumulation of solutes, then the pressure potential gets less positive, the turgidity of the cell is impaired, and the cell is physiologically affected. However, if the plant can adjust osmotically, there is an accumulation of solutes in the cytosol, the osmotic potential becomes more negative, the turgidity is maintained, and the cell is physiologically active. Some osmotic adjustment has been documented in several crops, such as roots and leaves of cotton, leaves of sugar beet, and roots, stem, and leaves of maize. All of those authors found that there is an accumulation of compatible solutes, and also there is a change in osmotic potential. But what about the reproductive organ? There is no information on osmotic adjustment in the reproductive organ of cotton. What brings to my objective? That is to characterize acclimation by osmotic adjustment of two commercial cotton cultivars under drought stress during the flowering stage. And we hypothesize that the cotton cultivars will have an adjustment, osmotic adjustment under drought conditions. For that, a field experiment was conducted in Lubbock, Texas in 2013. The treatments were two cotton cultivars, Stoneville 5288 and Phytogen 499, and two other treatments, well-watered and water-stressed. The experimental design was the irrigation as a main plot and split plot cultivars with four replications. And the plots were 15 meters long with four rows per plot. The data were analyzed using the software Jump Pro 10 with 5% of the probability. The field was well watered until the flowering. When at the flowering stage, the water was withheld for 10 days and then we water 12 hours before the measurements. We collect leaves and ovaries for osmotic potential and proline content measurements. For both osmotic potential and proline content, the leaves were collected from the fourth leaf in the main stem, and the ovaries from white flowers. And there was used psychrometers and voltmeter for the osmotic potential, and the proline content, the methodology was based on Bates and others. Here are some pictures of the cotton field at the time of the sampling. And at the harvest, the balls from 1 meter of the harvest row of each plot were collected for number of balls, weight of balls, and yield. Here is the results for osmotic potential in the x-axis that are the two cultivars, Phytogen 499 and Stoneville 5288, and the two plant organs, leaf and ovary. And the y-axis is the osmotic potential in megapascal. The red bars are the water stress treatment, and the blue bars are the well water treatments. Looking at the leaf, the Stoneville 5288, the osmotic potential was 57% more negative under drought stress compared with the well water treatment. For the Phytogen 499, there was no statistically difference. When we look at the ovary, the osmotic potential in the ovary, the Phytogen 499, the osmotic potential was 240% more negative under drought compared with the well water treatment. In the proline content, the graph followed the same pattern with the cultivars and the plant organs in the x-axis and the proline content in the y-axis. The results for the leaf were not, even the accumulation of proline was a little bit higher under drought for both cultivars, there was no statistically difference. But when we take a look at the proline accumulation in the ovaries, there was a huge accumulation with more than 500% in a Phytogen 499 and almost 500% in a Stoneville 5288 under drought stress. And these are the results for of yield for the two cultivars, and the drought stress was severe enough to reduce the yield in both cultivars. And it might be because even though the ball weight here in the left side, the ball weight was not affected by the drought stress, so the plant could maintain the ball weight, but the number of balls was reduced. So in other words, the stress was severe enough to cause shedding despite the osmotic adjustment. But the osmotic adjustment helped to maintain the ball weight of the remaining balls. With that, we can conclude that osmotic adjustment is an acclimation strategy for cotton to maintain cells active, and there were genotypic differences in osmotic adjustment. For Phytogen, higher osmotic adjustment occurred in the ovaries, while the Stoneville, it was in the leaves. As future research, we're going to repeat the experiment in Lubbock and other locations such as Mariana and Fayetteville, Arkansas, and conduct also the same experiment in growth room to control better the environment and include analysis of other compatible solutes. I want to thank my advisor, Dr. Derek Usterhaus, and Dr. Glenn Rich from Texas Tech that helped a lot with this experiment. My friend Eliege Paiva de Oliveira that helped, and other, also my cotton physiology team. Thank you, and I'll take any questions you might have.
Any?
Yes, sir.
When you talked about watering, you pre-watered. How did you pre-water? Did you use linear or overhead irrigation or furrow irrigation?
So the question was, how did I irrigate the field? I don't know how it is called, but it's in the soil. It's already in the soil, the irrigation system, and then you just, and then, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't know the name.
Are there any other questions? I have one. You did find huge differences among the cultivars, mm-hmm. among the two cultivars that you have for osmotic adjustment, but you did not see that much difference in yield.
Yeah.
What could be the reason?
The question is that we found a lot of huge difference in osmotic adjustment, but we didn't find it in the yield. So what could be? What is the cause? Right? Well, we believe that the stress was severe enough to cause shedding of balls. And number of balls is more important than weight of balls to determine yield. That's why we believe that the yield was reduced by the drought, even though the osmotic adjustment was helped to maintain the ball weight. It didn't help a lot with the shedding.
Are there any other questions? Thank you.